Blog Talk Radio.
Go, John.
Johnny, are you going to host the show? Hello, Johnny. That was weird.
Johnny.
Well, hello. Richard and I are here. We get to host Life, Laughter, Happiness today with our guest psychic, Dale Shear. Right. Is he here yet?
Well, she'll be here pretty quick, I think. Got some
aloha,
business going of some kind.
Oh,
and
all
that was aloha.
Aloha. Yes. Are you excited
the
about
land
Friday,
of smoke.
Or does it feel like any other day?
Wow.
Are you excited it's Friday, or is this just like any other day for you, Richard?
Well, it's, for me, I just sort of hide in my little hideaway here. But outside, we have sunshine today, and the smoke lift is really kind of spotty. We go from here from Gardnerville, for example. If we drive up to Carson City, which is about 10, 15 minutes away, you'll go on, you'll be in it up to your ears, and then all of a sudden you're out of it, and you almost see a mountain. And normally we have the scenery of the mountains all around us. And in fact, we went up there for lunch today. And it was that way. When we left here, which was very smoky, then boom, all of a sudden we were out of it. By the time we got to Carson City, it was fairly clear and all that. But what's really kind of weird, though, is where Highway 50 comes over from Lake Tahoe. The police are still there and have it blocked. You can't really go from here on Highway 50 over to Lake Tahoe unless you're a resident and have proof of residence and, you know, can prove you have a reason to go. So they're still...
Well, be careful.
Do
you see fire trucks passing through a lot, Richard? Do you see fire trucks a lot in the area passing through?
Yeah. It's.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Go, John.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to do the intro. I didn't get a chance to do the intro. Did you do the intro or?
No.
Okay. We just said that. We don't know what happened to you. We're doing Life, Laughter, Happiness with psychic Dale Shear tonight. Let's go ahead and do it again if you'd like.
Okay, yeah. Well, sorry, everybody. For some reason, I connect with the direct connect, and it just kicked me off. So, I hope this is over. But I'm sorry about all that. I just going with what you two were saying.
Oh. She was talking about the fires and living there in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if he sees a lot of fire trucks passing through, what it's like. And the smoke has been lifting, which is good news. And there's sunshine today.
Just...
So that's what you miss, Johnny boy.
Yeah, the smoke is just unbelievable, unbelievable. But we're getting clearing spots.
Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful breathing that in. Do you wear your mask?
Yeah, in fact, I got one of the masks. It's not only good for the virus thing, but it's good for smoke, and it reduces your smoke intake. So it comes in very handy. And all I do is I don't exert myself. Well, I don't exert myself that much anyway. But anyway, it's just... I'm not going to go out and run a mile in the smoke. I mean,
hey, you made it this long in life. I think you're going to be able to get through this one. Hey, Richard, Johnny and I were talking about you the other day, wondering, he was wondering something, and so was I, about what do you think about being, well, you're a veteran, and what do you think about what happened in Afghanistan? What are your thoughts?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Big screw-up, big miscalculations. Military intelligence sometimes, is questionable. You know what I mean? And
what about the intelligence that was given and ignored by President Biden? So you think it's the military's fault or what?
Well, I think that it's sort of a two-edged sword. What he was doing it was to end the war, which is a good idea. But and from what I understand, all the smart people said, okay, go ahead and do it, and we can evacuate these people, and blah blah blah. But all of a sudden, as soon as they did it, the Taliban took off and literally took control of the country, and that screwed everything up. And so that they just ended up with a few days to do this. And I'm amazed that they got as many people out as they did. Just amazing.
Yeah, but they
the
got
numbers.
The wrong one. They got wrong ones at first. They just piled in there and didn't even check them. I mean, it was such a frenzy. So now they're worried about those people, that they could be, the Taliban members.
Yes. Yeah, it just... it's all screwed up, and so many people are going to suffer from it that shouldn't. But
I can always think about that, Richard, because just the thought of what could happen to them, even just the fear alone, living in fear every day, wondering what is going to happen to you, is horrible. Just to sit there and worry.
Are they going to come
any minute now? You know, that's so awful to live like that.
Oh, it's...
I don't see anything they're doing, really. I don't know anything that they're doing now to get those hundreds more people out. I don't see anything. I searched the news for it. Have you seen anything?
It's I was just reading about the women's soccer team from there and how they got some of them out. That's a wild story. That's almost unbelievable. It's on the news somewhere, but what they went through to get the ones they did get out. I won't try to go through all the details of it, but it happened. But amazingly, in my timeline, back when I was in the Korean War, I can remember down photographing Koreans being put on LSTs in Hanam to get them out of there before the North came in and played games with the people left behind. And I mean, we just stuffed people on LST and sent them down to South Korea to get them out of there. But as I recall, it didn't make that big of news, but it was a fact that these people...
Oh, my God.
Just
Richard,
something else, you know.
They're some of the meanest, aren't they? Aren't there some of the meanest? Prisoners of war.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, well, the war is nowhere. I mean, it's, you don't have to be a scholar to figure that one out. Wars are, so many mistakes are made in them that it's almost unbelievable, and I could go on for hours, I guess, talking about that.
Oh,
some
I
of the big mistakes.
Okay.
But
I want to ask you something about your personal experience. Were you in much combat? Did you see a lot of combat? And if so, did it affect you? Do you have PTSD from that?
Combat. Okay. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. I was on a ship called the USS Mount McKinley, and that ship was a command ship for amphibious landings and forces. I was on board the ship and at Hanam and all that. I went ashore with the Marines taking photographs of this, that, and everything else. Sometimes I would have assignments or we want a picture of this or that. situation or area or whatever, and never was really shot at. My outstanding caustic humor on this was I was such a skinny teenager that all I had to do was stand sideways and they wouldn't see me. But and
how tall are you, Richard? Are you tall as well?
Well, I used to be about 6'4", and of course now a little older, I shrink both in weight and height. I'm probably about 6'2" or 3" now, and
that
still
happens.
Skinny. Well,
yeah, that sounds like my family. All the men are tall and thin.
Yeah, you used to weigh.
Is Dale doing okay, or is I know that you said that she'd be 10 minutes late. Is she still working, or?
I think she's still involved in the phone or something. I'm not sure with what. She came running in here, John, and says, "Get in there and tell them sea stories. Tell them I'll be 10 minutes later." So.
Okay.
Are you there, Dale?
We didn't really tell the audience what's going on. We should tell the listeners and callers who are waiting. Our psychic, Dale Shear, is going to be late today. She said 10 minutes, so we are assuming she'll be back shortly. So we're just chatting about this and that, and thank you very much for your patience. Okay. So, Richard, I still wanted to hear the rest of your story, but I have a question. Because you were a photographer for your Navy. You were in the Navy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that you were not shot at. What a great position to have. And have any of your war photos ever won an award?
Not really. The rewards come from all of a sudden seeing your work published, you know, something that you know you've taken and everything. And during my time, they never named the person who took the photos. Now they do that. When you're a photographer now, if you take a picture and your name goes on it, and it'll say, you know, your name, USN or whatever, which is fine. I think that's good. And but as I tell most people, I photographed everything from the top to the bottom. That means, you know, literally presidents and generals and admirals and all this kind of stuff. And doing that as a photographer, you get to see what's going on with different people and how they live and so forth and so on. And the highlight of my career in that respect was I got assigned to San Francisco at the public affairs office there, and one of our quote-unquote, I'll call him clients, if you want, was Admiral Nimitz when he was still alive. So I got to meet him and his wife and photograph them and everything, even up to the time when he passed away, which happened while I was there. And I tell people that Nimitz has got, you know, so many things named after them, especially in Hawaii. You know, Nimitz is Nimitz.
Wonderful. How rewarding.
Well,
of a job.
I think one of the interesting things about him, he was known as a sailor's admiral. In other words, he was for the sailor all the way. And, so I don't want to sound negative about any group of people, but that makes a difference. And,
No politics.
In fact, he had already quote-unquote requested where to be, he should be buried and everything there. And that's in San Francisco at the cemetery there in South Frisco. And he's buried right there with all kinds of sailors and soldiers and everything in the cemetery there. That's where he wanted to be with with the sailor and all that. But it was interesting. His wife had a bad case of the arthritis, you know, that numbs you and everything. And so they had a home in over there in Berkeley on the hill, and finally got to where she couldn't get around that very well. So they took a home there on Treasure Island. I don't know if you've ever been to Treasure Island or not, but originally it has some homes built there back to the turn of World War I. Beautiful, big old Victorian homes. And so they lived there. And they had a small section there on Angel Island. That's where T.I. is at. And they had a small school that took care of kids up to about the second or third grade. And so there's the housing area in there. But then he and the wife used to like go up there every couple of weeks to the little red schoolhouse. And you'll see the kids and all that. And it was fun watching them when you go in there with the kids. But, as a photographer and photojournalist, which is what I was, you get to really see all aspects of everybody and what they do and how they do it. And it's very enlightening. Very enlightening.
Oh, yes. I'm looking him up right now on Google, and I see a photo of he and his wife, and I'm wondering if you took it. It's so sweet. They were really in love.
He has, they have a, I'm trying to think of the town now down in Texas. I've been to it. A museum there that's dedicated to him. And it's actually very extensive. I'll think of the name of the town on that. And if you ever get in that area, it's well worth going. They
okay.
have everything there. I mean, submarines and the whole thing. It's, my memory's gone. One of the things, old age, you know. Yeah.
Did you? Yes.
But anyway.
It's okay. You're 93, just so everybody knows. Okay, so this movie called Zombieland, we have Admiral Chester Nimitz. Did you ever see that?
I've seen quite a few of those things on him. Doesn't ring a bell in my head, but that doesn't mean anything. A lot of things.
This is more of a new one. This is probably really good. I'm gonna try to find that and watch that.
Hang on a minute.
I'm on the phone with Charter. I'm getting a package. I can't talk to him till it's through. About 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, golly.
Okay,
she's on the phone with...
I'm interviewing Richard. It's fine. I mean, it's not fine. I don't know. I can't hear what Johnny's doing at all. I don't even know if he's hearing.
I'm listening to everybody.
Well, why don't you join in on the conversation then, Johnny?
Are you on or you
okay.
not?
I'm sorry. I did some screening.
Johnny.
I just did some screening, but...
Well, you might want to cut the line off because we're going to probably just have... a half an hour with Dale now. You might not be able to.
She's just stuck her head in here and she's on the phone with somebody for another 10 or 15 minutes. Probably heard it.
Okay, Donnie, I want to know. Maybe a caller would like to talk to Richard about the maybe or just chat a little bit.
Sure.
Let's see here.
Okay. All right. I'll just put somebody on. Let's see here.
Okay.
area code 203. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Aloha.
Aloha. Have you been listening?
What's your name and
show?
Where are you from?
Yeah.
I'm Michelle, and I'm from Georgia.
Wonderful. Michelle. I have a daughter I named Michelle as her middle name. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not much.
Yeah. Oh, my dad has a girlfriend named Michelle. We call her Michelle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we love her.
Your name has been coming up a lot lately.
Has it? Have you been seeing a special number? I have a question. I've been seeing a number, and Dell has been seeing a number. We're still waiting for her to come on the line, but we would like to talk to you until that happens. Have you been seeing a number as well?
Seeing a number?
Yeah.
Well, there's a no. Funny you should say that, because there's a. I do numerology to some extent, and I would like to buy a new house in an area near my daughter, about 3 hours from me. And I saw a house, and it, you know, with the numerology, you add up all the numbers, right?
Yeah.
And this one adds up to be a 7, and I do not want to live in a 7 house. Not only does it add up to 7, but it's before you get to 7, it adds to 16. Then it becomes a 7. So that's an even worse number. And on top of that, it's got 2 7s in the number.
Wow.
And I would like to buy this house, except that I just can't buy a house that has. That's a 7. I'll be very lonely.
Okay, so you either are going to go with your instinct and believe in your belief, or if you don't, you're going to be lonely. And you truly believe this. You want to follow the numerology. You truly believe
this. Looking for anything to mitigate the, you know, what I know to be true. You know,
okay,
and,
why is 7 a bad number? I've read that you read a lot on numerology.
I've lived in a lot of houses, so I have experience with it too. So,
yes. Where did
so
okay.
the
5, 1, 6, 5.
Okay, Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle. You know, hang on for a moment. Dale's coming on the phone.
Who's Michelle?
Oh, good.
This is a lady who is down from Georgia.
Why are you talking?
Well, I'm telling you what's going on. She's from Georgia.
Okay.
Her name's Michelle.
Have John pick up the phone. Have John pick up the phone.
They can hear you.
Bonnie.
No, I'm right here.
Did you hear that?
I mean, I see you right here. I'm going to put you on.
No way, John. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. We'll be with you soon.
Life,
are you talking
happiness.
To the guy every time? Okay. Hello? All right, let me tell you what's going on here. I'm trying to change my cable from $181 to $120, and they're taking forever, and so I'm stuck, and I was stuck in that. If I'd left him, I would never get that rate, okay? So I gave the phone to my husband. Oh, I'm sorry.
You held the fort down for you.
I am so sorry. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Michelle.
This is Michelle.
Michelle.
You're on with Dale here.
Okay, Michelle, where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Just a minute, I got my dog in. Come here. Just a minute. I got to put my doggy's toy away because he's going to squeak it because I'm not giving him attention.
I'm glad this is laughter and happiness.
I'm glad, too.
Oh, dear. Okay, bear with us.
Hello.
Okay, go.
Go ahead, Michelle. What can I do for you?
Well, so I was mentioning to the group that I would like to, I think, sell my house, and I've got an offer right now, and move to be close to my daughter, who's living
okay,
3 hours
for
away.
A moment. Stop for a moment. How much is the offer?
It's quite a bit. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's
to...
much more.
Okay. The point is, can you get a house by your daughter?
Yeah.
Have you looked?
Yeah.
Because what's happening is people are overbidding on houses by $30,000 to $70,000.
No, I understand that, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Then sell your house.
I do. Yeah.
Huh?
So I do have an offer on my house that is flexible enough for them to wait.
Okay, I understand that. My answer is sell the house and you will be fine.
So my question is about the new house and the number of the house. I had seen,
okay.
I was telling the group that I had seen a house that I like.
Okay,
now,
sweetheart,
house...
you have to talk a little faster, please.
She's trying to...
So what is the number of the house that you're worried about?
Well, the house that I'm worried about adds up to a number 7. So
okay.
I'm thinking about, so that's a number that I don't want to live in. There's the same house, if you add up the numbers. Now, the yard isn't as nice. It's just not quite as nice. It's the same model.
Okay,
home,
what is your
the
question?
The yard isn't as nice.
What is your question?
Well, I'm trying to, I wanted to know if maybe I should buy the house that adds up to the 4.
What's wrong with the number 7 house?
The 7 house is not for me. I've lived
then
in 7 houses before.
So it doesn't matter which one you get. They're both fine. It doesn't matter. Just buy one.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that. That's not my belief
system.
Well,
if you want the 4, fine, buy it. If you want the number 4, buy it.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I mean, all I can say is you're going to be fine whichever way you go. And you're making the right decision.
So should she get that out of her mind that the 7 house is bad? She doesn't like this number because she does numerology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. Numerologists are very different. So I totally understand it, and I believe in numerology totally. So all I can say is if you want the number 4, that's fine. Okay, are you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
I'm
not
here.
You,
oh,
you're a lady.
Michelle did.
Johnny, you just throw somebody at me as soon as I get on the line.
I
oh,
know.
No.
And we were talking to her nicely.
No. I didn't hang up.
Her,
I didn't hang up.
And
she hung up. She hung up.
I don't know what Johnny's saying.
Okay.
All right. She
hung up.
Who is this lady?
Yeah,
we already had her on the line when you came on. We already were just talking to her, Johnny, please.
I don't understand. You're both talking at once.
God.
I can't understand
you, Johnny. Can I say something, Johnny, please? Okay, Dale.
We were
talking to this lady, Michelle, before you came on, so Johnny didn't throw her at you. She was already on the line. Richard and I were talking to her, just small talk chat. And that's what happened. So, Johnny, it's not your fault, okay? Now, Dale, welcome to the show. How are you doing? How's the house going?
Great. I got some really good news today. I did a reading, Barb, on the owner. And in the reading, after the reading was over, she said they had no intentions of selling this house and I could stay in it as long as I wanted.
Awesome. Well, she's got a deal. Are you going to always give her? Are you going to give her free readings? Is this your deal or just one? Yeah,
I'm giving her free reading as often as she wants.
Cool. You guys are probably going to become good friends.
I hope so. She's from Peru. And she wants to take me to see Machu Picchu, which will be cool. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a lot of callers, or what's going on? I'm so sorry for being late.
Well, I think that that we usually do get callers. I will tell you that we have not as much as we usually do because it seems to be Labor Day, but that doesn't mean that there won't be more. I can put another caller on.
I forgot to tell you that it's Labor Day, and very few people will call in because it is Labor Day, and they're on the road. And I forgot to tell you that, and I realized it later today.
Well,
yeah. We thought you were going to tell us that, Dale. Johnny and I discussed it, and we thought you probably wouldn't want to do the show because you don't normally like to do holiday weekend shows.
Well, normally, true, but... normally, I don't know what day it is. That's what's so crazy.
Right now, you don't.
True.
How's the house coming along?
It's coming along, slowly but surely, but it's getting there. It's getting pretty nice.
Good. Richard said that you got a new doggy door.
What?
Richard said that you got a doggy door.
Oh, yeah, I got a doggy door for my dog, and he goes in and out and has fun. And has... what?
Speaking of dogs. I wanted to tell you. Did you get the text message I sent you?
Yeah, that's a cute doggy. So what's the doggy's name?
The dog's name is Isabel. Apparently my sister's dog, she had a Chihuahua that passed away about a couple of months ago of old age, like 20. And I found out today that she went and she got a dog and she wanted to name it Isabel. But it turned out that the breeder had named her Betty, which is the English version of Isabel. So she's going to pick up the dog one day, and it's only a couple months old. And this girl, my sister is like, she's always been the dog lady in her house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, very, very maternal towards dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird, Dale, about the name?
That is
because
weird.
The breeder, it's the Spanish nickname for Isabel is Betty. And the breeder had Betty down, and his sister said, I want it to be Isabel. That is kind of, what'd you call
wonderful.
That? Serendipity.
That's wonderful. I'm very happy. I am. That dog, I showed it to Richard, is so cute.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we love dogs, so what can we say?
Mm-hmm.
We like, dogs. They look
I knew you would be happy with that, yeah. I put a picture of my niece on the Facebook, so, you know, it's great.
Johnny, what would you like me to do?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I mean, we can put another caller on. Would you like that?
Sure.
Okay. 831, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Lily. Pleasure to talk to you all.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from California, and I am a nurse, and we have some big decisions out here in California. How do you feel about us taking or making us take the vaccine, and do you see that being a problem if I choose not to?
Okay. This is a great question, darling. What part of L.A. do you live in?
Oh, I live actually in Monterey.
Oh, Monterey.
Oh, near
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Big Sur. Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I haven't been there in a while. How's the weather down there lately?
Beautiful today, absolutely gorgeous. But if you go inland, you're going to get choked by all the fires.
Right.
Okay, let me answer your question. Everybody should take the vaccine, no matter what, no matter who, because what happens is if you take it, you don't die. You know, you may end up in the hospital, you may end up a little sick like the flu, but you don't die, okay? And all these people that say, oh, don't take it, listen, they're out of their minds because of the fact that how many people do you know that die from the shot versus the people that don't die from the shot? It is okay to take, and I know people have taken both shots and they still get the COVID. That doesn't mean you won't get it. 5% of the people will get mild cases, like mild flu. So my feeling to you is
I've already
take
had
the shot.
COVID, ma'am.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
I've already had COVID twice.
Well, why don't you want to take the shot?
Because of the adverse effects and what I'm seeing what happens to others. And the fact
okay.
that I cannot donate my blood afterwards. And
okay.
the fact that it is so experimental. And
you
the fact
me.
That it's... So my question is, we will lose our jobs if we don't do it.
All right, but then you've already answered the question. Because you asked me, should I take it? And if I don't, what's the adverse effect? The adverse effects are you will lose your job. And if that's okay
yeah,
with you, but I believe that everyone should take it. And, you know, it will lessen your COVID and will lessen a lot of things. I have had no reaction whatsoever to the shots, and I've had two of them.
the reason I call is because I do have health issues, and fortunately they don't fall under the exemption code. So I've had cancer. I'm currently going through skin cancer, cervical, and they are telling us that we still have to take it. So my question was because of those.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. You ask me what I see. What I see is if you don't take it, you will be fired.
But can you see what my health will be like or my future will be like?
Yeah, you'll be a lot better. You'll be okay.
No adverse. Okay. I'd really appreciate that. That's what I was asking. Because I'm anxiety level is off the roof because I work in the health field and I've seen the shot. I am taking the Johnson & Johnson if I have to.
Why wouldn't you take the German? It's already CBD approved.
No, it's not, ma'am.
I just heard it was.
They've only changed the parameters. It is not FDA approved.
Okay, well,
matter of fact, the
FDA.
President
CBD.
Of the company quit.
CBD?
Oh.
No.
Okay, well, I don't believe in all this stuff as far as I'm concerned. I just want to say that if you take the shot, I have had no adverse effects. Neither has Richard, and he's 93. We have had no adverse effects. If you really believe that you shouldn't take it, then don't take it. That's the only thing I can tell you. I'm not a doctor.
But what do you
see? You
see
me in the future,
right? Yes, I do, and I feel in the future you'll be fine. And the same with Barbara. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I got COVID vaccine arm, though, ma'am.
What?
Lily, right? Yeah,
Lily.
I got that rash.
Barbara, I'm having problems with your mic being muffled. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Barbara.
Here? Oh, really? Maybe I'll take it.
Okay, I took out those phones.
Now you're breaking up.
advanced technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering, didn't Lily ask you what you thought about them making the healthcare workers take it or getting fired? Don't you think that's a little bit too much?
No, fire people over this? That is correct. Because the people... Well, no, she is exempt. She's had COVID. But there are many people out there that have not had the shot, and they're asymptomatic, and they pass it around, and people die. So therefore, and it's also good to wear the mask so you don't get a cold and a flu. Doesn't matter about the COVID. But all I can say is the people that don't get it and that are asymptomatic who don't know they're asymptomatic, pass it on to people like Richard, who's 93 and dies. So that's why I'm against it. I think that you should get the shot and be done with it and not worry about it. If you're going to die, you're going to die. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Next caller.
Good. Okay. Good. Well, thanks for calling, Levy.
All right.
People are probably pissed at me today, but go ahead. Say it. Jennifer Aniston, hello, Jennifer Aniston said to all her friends, you don't wear the mask, you don't get the shot, you're out of my life. And I tend to believe that. I just had one of my best friends for 30 years who refused to get the shot because she didn't believe in it. I said, well, I don't believe in you. Now, I'm not going to let anybody near Richard that doesn't wear a mask or doesn't have a shot. That's simple.
Oh, my gosh, Dale. I'm glad I got it, my shot then. That would be awkward on the show.
That's
funny.
But you're getting your second one September 11th. And, you know, the weird thing is I had a tiny bit of a reaction to the first shot because I have arthritis and my bones ache. But on the second shot, I had zero, nothing.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your reaction a little bit like everybody else? I got the rash 8 days later on my arm, the warm, the hot feeling in the arm, like it just happened. Shot hurt the muscle. Okay, 8 days later, it comes back, but with a rash, and then it goes away in 2 days. That happened to me, and a lot of people, it's happened too, but they say don't worry about it. Is your body fighting it, you know? It's normal.
Sure. Let me ask you this, Barbara. Are you still alive and well and beautiful as you normally are?
Yeah, and I feel very good about it, my decision. I feel like I'm safe. You know, people didn't argue about taking the polio or the chickenpox vaccine or all these others. So what is uproar about this? Just because it's been around very long?
I'm trying to tell you what the uproar is. These people that are listening to the radio and somebody's on it and saying it's bad and the government is trying to own all the people and they're trying to mark you and they're just all kinds of bullshit, you know. And that's what's up with these people, that they're trying to say that it's against my will, it's not free will, I won't take the shot. Well, then die. Then go somewhere, then die. Go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't.
But they're going to just spread it, though. They're going to spread it.
Okay, what else we got to talk about? The fire?
Tell you I'm curious about something now. I mean, you do you feel like that you're not as stressed out, because I know that you were stressed out about moving. Do you think that helps you out a little bit, being psychic?
What are you saying? I don't get what you're saying, Johnny.
Okay. When you're not as stressed out, does it help you focus more when you give readings?
No. I can give readings anytime, anywhere, any place, no matter what my feelings are. I've answered your question, Johnny.
Johnny,
hello?
Are you happy with your answer, Johnny?
What happened to
him? I don't know what's going on with him. He got dropped off earlier.
He's off again.
That has never happened either, so that was weird.
I don't know.
What's that never happened?
Never. Life, laughter, and happiness.
What happened? Did I admit what happened?
Nothing.
Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you are not reacting to anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took a minute to screen a call, but I'm here.
Johnny,
but,
what are you doing?
You're
very unprofessional.
We've had some technical problems. You know.
A lot of problems. Me being the light is one of them. Okay.
Oh dear.
You want me to send you?
Just remember this. Next week we get organized.
That's funny. All right, jump it, jump it.
Have we got another caller?
Well, we have a caller, but I wasn't able to screen it, but I can put it on.
You know what? I'm getting really upset with you, Johnny.
What?
Talk to him. Barbara, talk to him.
Oh, yeah? Johnny, get with it. What's going on?
No, I mean, I'm saying we have a caller I can put on if you like. You want me to?
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air. And the person
Hello.
Disconnected.
Oh, I wonder why.
I don't blame.
Honestly, I mean, it's we've been having technical problems today. Oh, yeah, I'll put this person on again.
Okay, put him on.
Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Forget about it. It's not meant to be.
What's
okay.
The next one on, Jimmy?
I don't know, but I was having a good day. I don't know what happened. I was having a great day, Bud.
Johnny, put the next one on, please.
What's going on? I think what it is, that's the last call that I saw. I know there usually is more, but then again, it's Labor Day. I had some Texas problems earlier when they kicked off. I did. But,
All right, Johnny, we're
fine.
Aware of all this. But I have a question. Right. Barbara, your bird is chirping. Why?
Oh, let me, I'm sorry. I wondered if you guys were going to be bothered. I usually cover it up. And I forgot.
Can we try
it is.
Can we try this show another day the way Johnny can get it all together?
Yeah. Johnny, and I advertised it a lot today.
Well, it's
I
a
did.
Holiday.
I advertised
you got it. It's a holiday.
I didn't say that. I said I did.
Well.
God. Okay. What do you want me to do?
Johnny, get the next
right.
one.
Well, I'm going to talk. This is the person. No, here we go. Caller, are you
what?
There?
Oh, God.
Caller, are you there?
Right. Huh?
Well, I'm going to talk. Is there an echo?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hi, caller.
What is your name? Hello, what is your name? You know what, Johnny? They can't hear us, so, you know, I don't know what you're doing.
So it's a technical thing. You know, I'm always wondering about this. Blog Talk Radio is in New Jersey, and that's where the hurricane is. I'm wondering if that's being affected by that. Could that be possible, Dale?
Oh, yeah, that could definitely be possible. Mm. So why don't we just end this and go on to next week and not worry about it, okay? Is that okay,
I'm
Bob?
Sorry, everybody.
Yes, it is
put it
fine. Because there's nothing worse than not being able to hear very well. And we had a pretty good show up to now, so I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a good Memorial Day weekend, and everybody should get the shots and not to worry. And the ones that don't want to get them, I'll see you in the grave. Okay?
Well, thanks,
okay.
Laura. Yeah.
Thanks, Dale.
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard, and aloha, Dale. Thank you, Johnny. Everybody,
yes.
Good night, but don't forget
good night.
Us on all our social media platforms, including where you can find this show if you want to hear yourself on our YouTube channel. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we'll see you there, and Dale will be back next Friday as usual. So everybody have a great, great Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.